I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, May 1st. Next week, Dayton citizens will have a new police chief. WYSO's Catherine Mobley spoke with Deputy Chief Eric Henderson, who says he's been training all of his professional career to lead this department of more than 400 people.
Deputy Chief Eric Henderson graduated from the Dayton Police Academy and joined the force in 1999. He says years of serving in key positions has prepared him for the challenge of serving as the city's police chief.
My three priorities are building trust and transparency, making sure that we're focused on violent crime reduction, and then developing in our staff.
Dayton's police department has 42 staff members and by mid-June will have 371 officers. Henderson believes strong community relationships will help the department achieve these goals and be more effective.
Last year in Dayton, we had 92 non-fatal shootings and 32 homicides. That's just way too many for our population. So that's why I think it's important that we're showing up, just not in crisis type situations, that we're showing up when there's something fun going on, a barbecue or a pickup basketball game or sitting on someone's front porch, building those relationships before something bad happens so that they feel more comfortable about calling.
Henderson will be installed as the new chief May 7th. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Outgoing Police Chief Cameron Afzal is taking a post in Greensboro, North Carolina. More than 1,650 students will graduate this month from Wright State's Dayton and Lakeview campuses. WSU's 2026 spring commencement will span several days. Ceremonies began on Thursday and will take place through May 2nd. The university says close to 1,000 bachelor's degrees, 500 master's degrees, and 10 doctoral degrees will be awarded. They also say associate's degrees more than doubled. This year's class saw students ranging from age 19 to 73 years old and 147 military-connected students. Levitt Pavilion Dayton announced its 2026 summer concert series at a special event last night. WYSO's music director Juliet Frumholt has the highlights from this year's schedule.
This year's summer concert series features a mix of music, including funk, jazz, rock and roll, and even a Shakespeare performance from the Gem City Groundlings. Zydeco musician Terrence Simeon will return to the Levitt Pavilion Dayton stage this year, and newcomers include blues vocalist Shamika Copeland and Oakland-based duo Los Racas, who mix hip-hop with reggaeton and dancehall. Many of the concerts feature local openers, who are part of the Levitt's Gem series, and all of the artists will be amplified by a brand new sound system that was installed earlier this spring. Also new this year are three initiatives to welcome the community onto the lawn ahead of regularly scheduled concerts. There will be Thursday night happy hours, select family fun days with kids' activities prior to the music, and Levitt Lawn Lit Club, a monthly book club that's a partnership between the Levitt, Dayton Metro Library, and Bruner Literary Center. All Levitt Pavilion Dayton concerts are free and open to the public. The complete lineup is available at levittdayton.org. For WYSO, I'm Juliet Frumholt.
In May, Dayton residents will have the mayor's ear. Mayor Shanice Turner-Sloss is hosting a town hall series across the city. These community conversations are designed for people to share their experiences, offer ideas for improving the city, and raise concerns they want city leaders to hear. The first meeting is this Saturday at the Gem City Market Community Room. The second is May 16th at Dayton Metro Library's Southeast Branch on Watervliet Avenue. Both of these meetings are at 10 a.m. The next meeting is 6 p.m. May 28th at Dayton Metro Library's Burkhart Branch. The final meeting is 10 a.m. May 30th at the main library downtown. All of the town halls are free and no registration is required. Organizers are expecting a record turnout for the Flying Pig Marathon in Cincinnati this weekend. Nearly 45,000 people will participate across all the weekend's events. Runners are coming from all 50 states, plus more than 30 countries. About 6,400 people are expected to do the full 26.2-mile race. It features a new route since the previous course used a bridge that was demolished. It goes through Cincinnati, Covington, Newport, Mariemont, Fairfax, and Columbia Township. We're looking at a slight chance of showers tonight before 9 p.m. and areas of frost after 4 a.m. with slightly cloudy conditions and a low around 34. Heading into the weekend, the Dayton area can expect mostly sunny conditions and temps in the high 50s on Saturday. But that slight warmth is expected to dip back down to the 30s in the evening, with areas of frost before 8 a.m. on Sunday. And if you're tired of the cold, do not fear. We're forecast to expect temps in the 70s on Monday. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, May 1st. I'm Shay Frank.